Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today, there is a growing interest in eating healthy, organic food, and more consumers are demanding organic foods in the marketplace. On today's program, we will discuss how going organic can contribute to your health and longevity, and to the health of the planet as well. Our featured guest today is Estelle Foster, co-founder and publisher of Going Organic magazine. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables reduces the risk of bladder cancer. A study recently published in the Journal of Nutrition, which monitored 85,885 subjects over a course of 12 and a half years, a statistical analysis revealed that women in the top 25% of fruit and vegetable intake had a 65% reduced risk of bladder cancer. This benefit persisted across different produce categories, but yellow and orange veggies, such as squash, carrots, sweet potatoes, etc., provided the biggest edge. Interestingly, men didn't reap the same bladder benefits of cancer prevention in the study. While adding more colorful fruits and veggies to your plate, you may want to minimize meat. Not only do carnivores run a 25% increased risk of bladder cancer, those who ate a lot of well-done meat shot their risk up to a stratospheric 474%. Well, a diet high in fiber may protect against asthma. In the past 50 years, as fruits and vegetables have featured less and less in the Western diet, rates of allergic asthma have gone up. Now, a new study suggests that these trends are not coincidental, but causally linked. Funded by the Swiss National Science Foundation in Switzerland, researchers report their work in a recent online issue of Nature Medicine. Using laboratory mice, they found that when gut bacteria digest dietary fiber, such as contained in fruits and vegetables, they release fatty acids into the bloodstream, and these affect how the immune system behaves in the lungs. This is promising research for those with asthma. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, how does exercise improve brain function? Well, you know, the increased blood flow benefits your brain, allowing it to almost immediately function better. Exercising regularly also promotes the growth of new brain cells, boosting your capacity for memory and for learning. And there's a number of neurotransmitters that are also triggered, such as endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine. Some of these are well known for their role in mood control. So exercise, in fact, is one of the most effective prevention and treatment strategies for depression.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Well, today on Health and Longevity, we're going to be talking about organic food and organic growing. Our special guest today is Estelle Foster, who is the co-founder and publisher of a beautiful new magazine called Going Organic. Estelle is the multi-awarded executive director of the Pesticide Awareness and Alternative Coalition, a nonprofit environmental group in Santa Barbara that has established over 40 toxic pesticide-free parks. And Estelle has published this new magazine that's a wonderful magazine we'll be talking about, and she's appeared on numerous TV and radio shows as part of her success in supporting a safer and healthier community. Well, Estelle, thank you for being with us today.
Well, it's my great pleasure, Dr. John Westerdahl. I listen to you, and I just think you're great. You're doing such good work in the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and I've had the privilege of being featured in your magazine in the past, talking about different issues.
Oh, yes.
And I'd like to get a little idea about, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, started out as a student, born in Chicago, raised in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, and then moved to Santa Barbara, where everything changed. As a wife and mother and an observer of what happened with the oil spill on the beautiful beaches of Santa Barbara and how it devastated the wildlife. Little birds couldn't breathe and couldn't fly, and it was very, very sad. And it changed me from being a homebody to someone who reached out in the community, just started my little way of doing things that turned into being supportive of larger changes. So even though some of the things I may speak about today, Dr. John, may sound pessimistic, they're not, because if one little person can do something to make a difference, we all can.
Well, you were there right at the beginning, because actually, according to history that I've read, that the whole environmental movement started off in a big way as a result of that oil spill that was in Santa Barbara that many years ago.
That's it. My mother used to say, with every problem, there's a gift, and that was the gift. It was our awakening, really.
And I work quite a bit in Santa Barbara, of course. I work with Dr. Patricia Bragg there, and Santa Barbara's dear to my heart with my work in the environment. And, you know, there's quite a interest over there about health and nutrition and organics. And Jean-Michel Cousteau, speaking of the ocean, he has his Ocean Future Society over there, and I've become good friends with him. And, of course, that was quite a devastating time in the history of Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes. Jean-Michel shops at the local health food store. So it's all connected, you know, our environment, our health, what we spend, how we impact our immune systems, what our oceans are like with the radiation business that's going on now. There's so much, but we can really affect change in a large way. Well, I don't know if your wonderful listeners, everyone who's listening to this, has ever seen or met Dr. John Westerdahl in person. But he is the epitome of walking the talk. There's an aura about him. He has gorgeous skin. His eyes glow. He has a spring in his step. He's really a healthy man who inspires us, as is Patricia Bragg. By the way, I had my apple cider vinegar and honey this morning.
Well, you're so kind. Thank you so much for those nice comments. I really appreciate that. And, you know, let me ask you about how and why did you, health and longevity, become a really a focus to you as well?
Well, you know, Dr. John, I had my own health problems, not as a teenager. We're all pretty immune to all the sugar we eat and the things we do as kids. But after the birth of my first daughter, I got ulcerative colitis and was in UCLA Medical Center for 5 months. And even though I'd always had an interest in health, it never came home to me so clearly and sharply and painfully. So, and interestingly enough, the head of the GI department, Dr. Malenkoff, when he was called in, he said, "Why is this person, you know, why is she taking all this medication? She should be staying in bed, eating and resting." Wasn't that interesting?
Yes. And now you've done quite a bit of research on the very inception of organics in the United States. Tell us about some of the things that, how you started researching this whole area about organic foods and organics.
Well, it all happened again, Dr. John Westerdahl, from a very personal aspect. My daughter, who lived in Santa Barbara, beautiful daughter, with a gorgeous little 1.5-year-old baby who was precocious, pink cheek, curly hair, just wanting to get into everything. She's just absolutely wonderful. Well, they had a neighbor who was spraying Durispan. Durispan is now outlawed. He was spraying Durispan for termites, and he sprayed it every single day. And she said, please, won't you please not spray that every single day? And he said, this is my constitutional right. And by golly, it was. Mm-hmm. And even though Durispan is now not on the market, there are equally as dangerous things that are on the market, and we use them without really knowing, how dangerous they are. In fact, the common verbiage, even on manufacturers' warnings, are that they'll dissipate within 2 weeks. Well, that doesn't include the inert ingredients. The inert ingredients are two-thirds to three-quarters of what's in every pesticide. And when I say pesticide, I'm talking about pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and that kind of thing. And that, actually, those inert ingredients biodegrade in about 400 years. So we are constantly inundated. People who don't know what they're doing use them. There are neighbors and so on. It was really wonderful. In my research, I found that in Fairfax, California, there was an ordinance that said you have to put a sign on your lawn 72 hours before using a pesticide to alert your neighbors so they can close their windows, bring in their precious children and their animals. And also, you must go to every house east, north, west, and south of you and verbally tell them you're going to be doing this. Well, there are such movements in both New York and Ohio and several other places, and that's a good thing. If we can't immediately change the toxicity of pesticides, at least we need to be alerted. Don't you think so?
I think so. I think people need to know.
And further research has been Sloan Kettering, Mayo Clinic, Harvard, a newsletter, Stanford, JAMA, Journal of American Medicine, have all concurred that pesticides and inorganic foods and environmental situations contribute to degenerative diseases such as autism, cancer, leukemia, ADD, ADHD, on and on, asthma, you name it. There was one other thing that really impacted me, and that was the Commonweal study. The study that was done at the Commonweal Foundation concluded that we are all impacted by toxins. You know, the exhaust from cars, the nail polish with the TEA, the hair dye, the pesticided food, the GMO foods, all build up as if our bodies were a barrel. And we put one layer, not that we put them, but we're inundated with one layer after another of toxins. And when it reaches capacity, it spills over into illness. So that was another thing that said to me, detox, eat properly, live right, and help your families and your community to do the same thing. Because, you know, we're not individual communities. We're communities of people, and we are global communities. What we do here impacts the oceans that go everywhere. What China does with their spewing of toxin from the coal manufacturing impacts us here. So we really impact each other. We have to think globally.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that as far as you're hitting on it a little bit about how the environment impacts our health. But elaborate a little bit more on that and then how maybe, you know, organics can help prevent some of that.
Yes. Well, if you prepare food in the kitchen, when you prepare food, when you go to a restaurant, you really don't want to sit down and say, well, I have a plate of this and that, and be sure and put pesticides on it. We just don't do that. And we don't commonly think that the places that we eat in restaurants or the food that we pick up in grocery stores have the residue of pesticides on them, even if we wash them off, although there are some things that we can do with baking soda and vinegar, and there are washes that help us get rid of toxins. But generally, it's systemic. It goes up through the root into the fruit or vegetable. So that impacts our health. When we breathe the air, you know, I always look at it this way, whether Republican or Democrat or independent, we all breathe the same air. We all want the best for our families and our children. And we want pure, clean water. We want a vital soil, and we want clean air. So let's work together to make that happen, and we can, and we do.
And that's a good point, because this should not be a political issue at all. This is a health issue.
Correct. Never political. It transcends all of that and actually brings us closer together in understanding our humanity and what we do have in common, not what we don't, you know.
Right.
So also, I wanted to let you know regarding research, that if I could go back to that for one moment. During World War One, there was mustard gas that was used. In World War II, Dow Chemical and Bayer were manufacturers of poison gas, nerve gas, and so on. When the war stopped rather abruptly for them and they had all these canisters of poison lined up in the factories, what are we going to do? And they went from, you know, a world war to insect war. Mm-hmm. And so they thought, well, we'll just use these chemicals to kill insects. But truly, they don't stop with insects. You know that. So what can we do to help a better health and that of our loved ones? Well, let's see. Let's count the ways. We can bicycle a little bit.
Right.
We can walk a little bit more and take public transportation. Know we're doing a good deed when we carpool. We can plant something. Even if it's in a little pot, you know, plant a tomato plant or a cucumber or if you have an orchard, start transisting it to organics. If you have a garden, you'd be so surprised at what you can grow on a tiny little plot of land. You probably have enough to feed the neighborhood. So all of those are really good things. We can recycle. Recycling is important so we don't throw everything away and it lands in the ocean. You know, those are all very important things.
Now, when you do organic, you're growing organic food where you are now?
Yes, indeed.
Tell me what you're growing.
Well,
now, first of all, tell where you live right now.
Well, this is probably news to you. It was just happened recently, uh-huh. But we sold our little place in Santa Barbara that we had for over 40 years. It was a quarter acre, Dr. Westerdahl, and on that quarter acre, you just can't believe what we had. We had kiwis growing, cherimoyas, avocados, some of them the size, well, they were 3 pounds. That was called a daily 11. My husband's an organic horticulturist.
Right.
And I really began to learn about nature from him and so adore the fact that I did. We grew Meyer lemons and Valencia oranges and, loquats and strawberries and kale and asparagus and peas and snap peas on a little quarter acre, and most of it was sloped. It was, you know, we had little beds along the house. We had a little place in the back. We grew cherry trees and persimmons and pomegranates and two types of cherry trees. I was waiting for those. You know, can cherry trees really grow at a block from the beach? Well, yes, they did, because there was a cold snap in the winter. So you can grow a lot. And wherever you are, dear listeners, you can get low-chill or high-chill trees. You can research yourself. Baker Catalog is a very good place to look for seeds that are open-pollinated and heirloom. And that means they grow year to year to year. You can gather the seeds and plant them again and again. They're not sterile. And you can get the variety that really works for your environment.
Well, Estelle, you and your team have created this beautiful magazine. I have a couple issues here sitting in front of me right now called Going Organic. Tell us about the magazine and how it came about.
Well, you know, in Santa Barbara, as you mentioned, beyond creating a conflict resolution for the city schools and being a human rights commissioner, I mean, when I got out of the kitchen. I really got out of the kitchen, although I came back every evening and prepared dinner. But but I got active. I got involved. And I think just, if I may say this before the magazine, if you will go out, begin to talk to your neighbors, begin to educate yourselves on where to get things. When you go into a restaurant, ask what's organic. When you go into a store, say, what do you have today that's organic? That puts a bug in the ear of the buyer, and we begin to get more and more good foods. So having worked as an executive director in Santa Barbara and producing 25,000 organic resource guides bilingual, when I came here to Palm Springs, to the Coachella Valley, it was a desert, so to speak.
Right.
And I said, gee, we've got to have a magazine that talks about these things. And so my dear business partner, Ben Lazzardi, who's an Emmy Award winner for his Bank of America production and other wonderful things, he's made the magazine beautiful. But he always says, if Estelle hadn't been so naive, we never would have made this publication, because publications were going out of business. And we went from a few thousand to 5,000. 7,500, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, and we're heading towards 30,000, and we can't keep them in. It's because people really care about being well and living their lives fully. The Going Organic magazine is known throughout the Coachella Valley and actually across the country.
Now, let me mention, for people that don't know, Coachella Valley is really in the Palm Springs area.
It is. Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, Indian Wells, La Quinta, the Upper Desert. We include, Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley, Morongo, and Idlewild up the other way, up to the mountain. And we're hearing from people all over. You can find the magazine also in selected locations in Ojai, Santa Barbara. Patricia Bragg, God bless her. She really was a supporter of this magazine, and I owe her so much. She made this happen. It was her belief, and I'd known her for 15 years, she believed in the good works that we had done and wanted to do,
right,
that she supported.
Right.
So Going Organic Magazine, you can find it at goingorganicmagazine.com. You can call me. My number will be on there. You can email me. If you have a product or a service you want us to promote, we'd love to do that. It's a quarterly magazine. We have it online as well. We give out this free publication. It's really beautiful. It's the ilk of any of the good magazines, Oprah's Magazine or Vogue or Better Homes and Gardens. It's really gorgeous.
And when you give it out free, tell us about how it's distributed.
Well, we distribute it in, we have about 40 locations now, hand-delivered to all these stores and restaurants and movie theaters and chambers of commerce, visitor center. We put a lot into it, and it's a labor of love, and we're really doing it as a benefit to the community. Our advertisers and our sponsors support us. If you ever want to have your name listed, this magazine is almost by invitation only. You can't sell junk food or GMO things, but if you're a person of integrity, we want to know about you, and we'd love to have you on our supporters page directory that people keep, like a National Geographic. They keep this magazine and refer back to it. They want to know, if new cars exude benzene. They want to know about apple cider vinegar and how Dr. Westerdahl's wonderful article that got so much response about how apple cider vinegar Bragg's helps to support health. You have to look that up. It's a really wonderful article. And we help to create and support green lifestyle for those of us who want to actively seek out products and services that enable green living, living, all this impacts our health, our environment, and our pocketbook. You can use the power of you to change the lives for the better of your children and your grandchildren.
Well, Estelle, that's great, and we're coming to the end here, but people that are in other cities or other areas of the country, as you said, they can actually read the magazine online. It's in that format where you can flip the pages on the screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. May I just say, do we have another minute to say this? This is so encouraging.
Sure.
I got a reorder from Boca Raton, Florida, for a no-gluten, no-grain, let me say, gluten-free, grain-free, sugar-free, organic. Ellie's is the brand name, brownie and cake mix. It's incredible. We couldn't find anything on the shelf that didn't either have sugar, even though it was organic sugar, because we don't want to raise our inflammation level, or it didn't have all the glutinous, even though it said no gluten, you know, rice and grain and so on, all are starch, and they turn into sugar. So for those of us who have health problems, or those of us who don't have health problems but don't want to have them, may I suggest that you look into Ellie's brownie and cake mix, a little commercial here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Estelle, for being with us. And once again, for those that want to look for Going Organic Magazine, where do the website do they go
to? It's goingorganicmagazine.com. You can subscribe to the magazine. Just find us at that website or call us. I'll give you a phone number, 760-325-3746. You can subscribe to the magazine. I believe it's $20 a year for 4 issues. You can find it online free of charge. You can pick it up anywhere in the Coachella or various other selected locations in person. Keep your magazine in your home. We love to hear from you.
Okay. And do you have a vision this goes national someday?
Well, that's what everyone says to us. Please bring it to New York, bring it to Florida, bring it to Louisiana. You know, we would love to. Maybe with all of your readers' wonderful support, we can do that sooner than later.
Okay. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work in spreading the word about Going Organic.
Thank you, Dr. Westerdahl, so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Remember to visit our website to listen to all our programs at healthandlongevityradio.com. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.